My husband Jared and I love to listen to music. And we're lucky that generally we can pick out a radio station without getting into an argument. I know some of you have had an experience, I bet. However, when we listen to music, we listen in completely different ways. Jared listens to the music itself, the chords, the harmonies, the rhythms. I ultimately determine whether I like a song by how I respond to the lyrics. As I listen, I ask myself all kinds of questions. What kind of truth is the singer or songwriter trying to share? Is it truth that resonates with my beliefs and life experiences? Is it a truth that opens me to the life experiences of others? Can this song give me guidance? Can it give me hope? Since most of the Psalms are considered to be songs of praise and prayer, it may come as no surprise that I also ask myself these questions when reading Psalm 40. But one of the first things that struck me was that the Revised Common Lectionary doesn't include the full psalm. I couldn't help, as I was reading the lectionary, but remember my professor talking about how when we divide up the psalms, we change the truth the writer is trying to tell. Today's lectionary only calls for the first 11 verses, the part that shows the author's joy at being rescued by God in the past. Now, don't get me wrong, being reminded that God will rescue us from the pit of despair is a wonderful truth. But when you add the rest of the verses, the section where the author speaks of currently being in a new pit and needing God, the message of the entire psalm changes. The good, coupled with the bad, reminds us that even though God has rescued us before, we may still fall in a pit. We may still need pulled back out. The good coupled with the bad reminds us that when we fall in, we can still call upon God and know that God will be with us. And so the combination of both the gratitude combined with the prayer of lament speaks more of a truth to daily life than just the first half alone. I know that my life has much been more a pattern of trial, delivery, trial, delivery than trial, delivery, it's all good, the end, yay! And I challenge anyone who may have had a life like that. Or I say, good on you. With so much division in our country and chaos in the world right now, you might say once again, we as a whole are in the trial phase of life. We're feeling like we're in a pit. Locally here at Grace, it may also feel like a bit of a trial due to frustration over decrease in attendance, less numbers of young families, and individuals here and in the community are going through trials such as illness, grief, or depression. We don't necessarily know who, but we know they exist. And so in the trial phase of life, sometimes the last person we want to hear from is the person who's already been pulled out of the pit. The person who is all about the joy and good news. Sometimes we just want somebody who's also going through the trials with us. Somebody to stand by our side and lament everything. This is the reason we need all of the Psalm of 40 right now. We need to be reminded that others are going through trials and calling out to God, and we need to be reminded that God has and will come again. We need more than just ourselves. We need community. As I was telling the kids, from the time they were written, the Psalms have been used as liturgy and worship. And though we don't know the tunes anymore, we still recognize the power they have in worship. As J. Clint McCann Jr. says in his notes about the Psalms in the Common English Study Bible, the Psalms are testimony to the beauty of music, as well as the power of music to take us beyond ourselves so that we are more fully in touch with the presence and purposes of God. Songs create community. Whether it is singing in a choir, singing a hymn on Sunday morning, or singing with a crowd at a live concert, there is something spiritual about coming together in that moment. The spirit of community comes not just from the beautiful harmonies being made, but also from the sharing of the lyrics, the experience of being in the same moment, thinking the same thing. It connects us and makes us one. And science has supported this by saying that our brain picks up and gives us a little bit of dopamine when we sing together. There is power in saying the same words together. When planning funerals, sometimes families don't want hymns in the service because they feel they'd be unable to sing. However, I explain to the family that whether they sing or not, the people around them will sing. Having hymns of faith sung by those who have loved and cherished the deceased creates community, a community that lifts up and sustains the family in their time of grief. In the midst of sorrow, singing hymns at a funeral proclaim God's loving presence. It brings grief to joy. Though Psalm 40 is written by an individual, it still demonstrates the power of song and community. Throughout the psalm, the writer talks of singing a song of praise so that all may hear of God's love and faithfulness. In sharing with the community, all people have the ability to join in song and find God's salvation. Singing songs of God's steadfast love in a community that is currently going through trial helps remind everyone that God has saved before and God will save again. When I pick hymns for worship, it is important for me to find a balance between lyrics that meaningfully connect to the rest of worship and tunes everyone can sing. Without one or the other, the hymn loses its power. But together, they create an uplift community. When everyone participates and sings the same meaningful words together, one can't help but feel connected through the Holy Spirit and calmed by God's presence. Beyond creating, songs strengthen community. Singing in community reminds us that God's will for all people is justice, righteousness, and peace in the world. When we sing together, we become more aware of all the people of God, both those still giving thanks and those still in the pit crying out for help. Again, both thanksgiving and lament together are important to creating strength. singing a lament in the midst of joy reminds us that not everyone in our community is experiencing God's presence. There are still people waiting to be pulled out of the pit. Being the servant that God calls us to be in today's reading of Isaiah means that it is the responsibility of those of us who are stronger to reach out a hand and help pull others up. Strengthening those who are weaker makes the whole community stronger. Singing songs of assurance and thanksgiving for God's steadfast love in the midst of trial reminds us that God does answer. Again, looking at Isaiah, commentator Christopher Seitz says that it is the servant's actions that illuminate God's love of all nations. Even when we are in the trials of life, we can continue to follow God's call to be light. We can help others to see in the darkness. We share light when we sing about joy and community, even in the midst of darkness and trial. We gain strength to share God's love with others and help everyone out of the trial. Because God's salvation comes through the strength of the community itself. This weekend, we celebrate the life and actions of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, a man who knew the power of words and music to create and strengthen community. King saw music as the soul of the civil rights movement because songs reflected both the trials that people of color were facing and the hope and determination they felt as a community. King also saw the power of music in general, but specifically jazz, to reach beyond the civil rights movement. As he said as an introduction to the Berlin Jazz Festival, "For in the particular struggle of the Negro in America, there is something akin to the universal struggle of modern man. Everyone has the blues. Everybody longs for meaning. Everybody needs to love and be loved. Everybody needs to clap hands and be happy. Everybody longs for faith." King mentions the universal struggle of modern man, but based on Psalm 40, I would say all men and women from all times and places face this same struggle and find the same solace of community in music. Part of Grace's motto is sharing God's love. And in this larger time of trial, we are going to be called out more and more to share God's love and presence. Singing as a community, finding strength in one another and God will be key to being able to keep the message going. Now, I'm not saying that the church needs to start a singing group and go caroling around the neighborhood. Don't worry, Perry. But I am asking this. When you gather on Sunday morning, read the lyrics of the hymns. Search for a meaningful truth that strengthens you. If you don't sing, at least read the words as others sing and invite in the Holy Spirit. And then at the end of worship, go into the larger community with your newfound strength and share the words of God's love. Now, I was going to have us go ahead and read Psalm 40 together, but I see what time it is, and we'd like to get out within an hour. So I encourage you, particularly maybe in your family, to pick a scripture tonight, to go home and read it alone, and then read it together. And find and search for that power, that difference of reading it in community brings.